איזה שם, wanted to talk tonight about Limudim was from Limud, we could learn from the life of Gershon Adelson, Zechariah Mizrachi. We're holding a little bit after Shloshim. There's a line, a few words from the Chazon Ish, in one of his letters that we've mentioned in the past, a Yesodistic. Chazon Ish says that the idea of knowledge of libam the midoisam shalchach miador hein gufi atera, knowing well, understanding the life and the midas of chach miador the gufi atera. Dehainu, what does it mean hein gufi atera? Just like we have teresh shel bapeh, teresh shel ksav and teresh shel bapeh, is mesechtes hashas. As we show you, and hein gufi ater, hein gufi ater. Every chilek of Torah Shabbat is gufi ater. Chedush Reb Chaim Halevi LaRambam is gufi ater. Anyone who learns Chedush Reb Chaim Halevi, people spend a long time learning it up. It's a guf, it's a shtick ter, it's a chilek of ter, it's a chilek of ter. Chazon Ish is telling us that a chachem yador, who lived his life al pi Torah, the Torah became, what carved him out, what is it, what is his breath of life. So his life, his lev, and his midas, they become a shtikl Torah. They become a chilek, mamash like, it's a mesechta, maybe it's a toisvis, it's a chronish appearance, but it's a shtik Torah, it's a Torah shel ha'peh. And maybe medaftos up learn. Legs to a little bit. Gemara Numa, the Fram Chesmet Bey says, Roach Kadosh Baruch Hu She Tzadikim Heim Muadim V'Shoslam B'Kol Davardar. Kadosh Baruch Hu purposely spread out and planted Tzadikim, the daily Ador of Tzadikim. He purposed, it's not coincident, each Tzadik is for his Dar. Each Tzadik for his Dar. So have Yomer, based on these things we're saying now, that the different Mesechtes and Shas and the different things that are, what's the most carved to us? It's like we like learning Chiddush Rav Noach, and we like learning things that were produced in our door. So, Gershon, Shtikl Torah, Tikl Torah, Torah Shabbat Peh, is something that Kadosh Baruch Hu obviously put in our generation, because he wants us to learn it up. It has something, it's a gufei Torah, something that's a gift for us to learn it. So, we've just learned the sugyas of Shmiyas Oizen. Probably one of the shaykhs that I'm about to say about the sugi we just learned to when we're talking about tonight. But we just learned the sugi of Shmiya Zayzen, and we saw that you have to learn up Torah, you have to learn up. You have to have Shmiya Zayzen. You have to learn, you have to be Shemeya what the Shmua is. So if Gershon was a Shmua, if Gershon was a Shmaitzer, his life was a Shmaitzer. So I was trying to do for the past Kufa. The past Kufa, I try to be a Shmiya Zayzen, and I try to learn up. And I came up with something. And explain it in a few minutes. I'm explaining something that was challenging. And I came up with something I think is very, for myself, and very, very pertinent for our generation. I mean, Makdim, two Akdamas, two points of Akdamas. Everything I'm about to say is very, it's not even what to explain it. Klishlish, the Kiravi, Be'emis. I didn't have a close idea to Gershon. I don't think I saw him during his life. I don't think I ever saw him in life. I wasn't specifically a tremendous I was probably part of, didn't know anything too much about him. Everything that I'm saying over is from Ben Gavra to Gavra, different things from Nes Beidim, from different things, Maisa here, Poi Vashon here. But I did was Menasseh to try to make it seer. But take everything that I said, again, you have to find out, you have to Mavar everything, any of the stories I'm going to say, anything, you have to Mavar the Yehudi Dover. But before we start, we try to learn up the Gufei Torah. So as I've done, we always see, whenever we're going to learn up Gedolei Ador, we have to always mention two things. First of all, there, Lamaila, Lamaila. This is the person who took his Shir Kaima, took his Tzelem Alekim, and was Mashlemit, Shlemus, a certain Tzur of Shlemus. We can't cut and paste. It's Lamaila, Lamaila. And also, we always have to remind ourselves that there are different Kaychas and Nefesh. Every person is different. Obviously, we're talking about Gershon. You weren't born in Russia. You weren't born 100 years ago. You didn't have a lot of his kaychas and nefesh. everything we're going to talk about has to be, don't mean Ebu Kibasra. It's a certain Nakud that we're going to learn out. We have to try to learn the Nakud that Ganaka Dejbo, who wants us, he was Shosla Bakold over there, he wants us to get something out of it, something, this for every person in this room, there's something personal that he should be able to get out of this Gufei Torah. But we have to apply it. So, I'm going to mark in the Nakud, I'm going to try to be marked on it. After, again, I was working, I think I'm not finished, but I'm close to something concrete. One of the things, I'm just being very honest, and this is where you get there, something is, when I was searching something about Gershon, it was very MS hard to find something remarkable about it. That's the MS truth. And Adam Gadol, in definition, one of the things of Gadol is that he's big. Just like you have a person who's like 7 feet, he stands out of a room, everyone just looks at him. Or a person who weighs like 700 pounds, very big. So he comes in, you know, everyone makes room from on the bench. And Adam Gadol, in his Ruchin Yizdike Surah, he's big, he's huge, he sticks out. There was command, nothing, again, I'm not talking about that, I know from Yediyah, but you get a certain feeling, being around there, it's so for you. There was nothing that was pelvic about him, okay? Dav, again, we don't know anybody, we don't know Bepinius, what he knew, but he wasn't known famously for his massive bekiyus, Bekol Tkumi HaTorah, for his Meridik Alumdus in Kol Tkumi HaTorah, from his massive ability to, he had a lot of Talmidim because he taught many years, but it wasn't like a Boshar saying Shir for 700 people, no, there was no Shnechlis, maybe he said for 30, 40 people, Azman, he wasn't the most popular Magad Shir, to be honest, he wasn't the most popular Magad Shir, he wasn't the most popular. You talk about the Eitzes he gave, there was a Pichas Neira Baron Leib, had a certain like Pichas. Yeah, there's not a Mitzad Sheni. For the last Kufa, the entire Ulam HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael, he was the final world for the Tayyu, the Manik. All Shar Chachmei Ador were Mavad Bodatri too. Means he was the God of Ador, they held he was the God of Ador. What's the good? I think this is exactly the Nakud. This is what I want to get to. Some Murray Dick and Nakud away. The Maisa. What? The image, the Dumus, the Tzura. When he always did think about Gershon again, without knowing much, and maybe this is why I didn't know so much. There's a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous ring of Pashtus. Pashtus Neira. Yashus. Adam b'kol tzurasoi. If there could be a part of the pasuk state kaya kayalas. And lekim also as Adam yashar v'heim a big shul chesbonos rabim. If there would be a pirush Rashi on the lekim as Adam yashar, the two would be Reb Gershon. If there would be somebody, what we would say it would be a lekim also Adam yashar would be a picture of him yashrus. And yashrus at its definition is pashut. One of the things about Gershon is that he did everything, but Taka, he did it so normal. This is what those who heard the Hespit when Yeshiva Abigail Rosen, one of his Talmidim, talked about. There was nothing ever anything Mishunah. He said the only Mishunah Dika thing that ever happened of Gershon was that he was Makabel the Hanhoga when it was offered to him. That was the only Mishunah Dika thing he ever remembered that ever happened. That was the only Mishunah Dika. There was nothing anything ever Mishunah. I think, and I'm trying to explain it, that this is the biggest shimei de chayich. This is the biggest pele de chayich. A person can live 100 years. A person can live 100 years. And be in the position that he was, l'marcha v'hemshech, and do everything k'moshe kosev b'shleimus, not with any extra fanfare, not with any tesefes k'neich, not with any wild twist, not with any graces chachos, just b'shleimus. We don't realize, first of all, what an uftu that is, what a pella that is. And we don't realize how great you just become when you just do that. I'll explain. Just quoted the pasuk, Elokim es ha'odav yosha. V'heim ha'bikshu cheshbayin yisrael. Explain when I look in that pasuk, and there are a lot of pesukim that are like this. It's just magadir in a nutshell, but it's in the entire told us ha'odav, what's everything that's going on. We're all born with a tremendous amount of yashus. This Bria that's called the Mensch, this is the most fascinating Bria that exists. all of us. We said Echad have a tremendous Yashus, every single one of us. And we said Sheni HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted within us the inclination to be Mavakesh Cheshbonis Rabbim. And that's clear of all the different Yisroelim that exist in the world. Among the many of the Cheshbonis Rabbim, our generation, not worse the Etzem, the other generation, just more, one of the things is the Chippus for Dvorim Chadoshim. The Chippus for Dvorim Chadoshim. I'm going to talk about it. This comes from maybe a Metzias, and maybe there are good things about it. But it sweeps our door. We've spoken about this in the past. But all I find, our generation, if you want to do something old school, plain, simple, Yovesh Yosher, it's not possible to get anywhere, anything. Everything has to be with a twist. Everything has to be with a change. Everything has to be epis different, epis peladic, epis nifladic, haflavafeladic. I always say, just giving them examples. If you want to just sing the simple zmiras that they sing regular Shabbos, and sing the old tunes, and on my heart, in my house, it's like traumatic. It's traumatic. It's like if I sing the same zmiras, the same tunes, it's mom is traumatizing. It's good. It's a Matthias. It's our generation. Mom is traumatizing. That people should learn the old Svarim. Coming into Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, you have an hour before. What are you going to look at? You're going to look at Ramban al Atar, Chaim al Kodesh al Atar. There's 100 newsletters. There's 100 newsletters with every single new person, with every single mashalim, everything we've ever had. And to go to a shir, forget about a shul. How many new shuls open up in Ramat HaShkol? How many times did I get bakashas to open up a new shul in Ramat HaShkol? There's not enough shuls in Ramat HaShkol. No, but I want to be with America's guys. I want to be with the Teres Chaim guys. That's not enough. I want to be with those guys. No, that's not enough. I want to be with Pseyah guys. I want to be with... No. It's very hard. Very hard. Everyone knows. We like it. We like yeshivas, it's called Shikav. That's a Shikav. He's a Shikav Magachir. He's not saying old stuff. This is a real Emes Azach. I take this into account very much. But Emes, talk to the Tzibah, to say a shmooze, you're not saying anything new. Etzem, when he's that thing, you're not. It's bankrupt. It's not going to work. People are not going to hear. People are not going to. You can be saying, Dvon Gedolim Ademoy. They need a new twist. To find the flavor in anything our generation needs, a twist. They want to twist something. I want to be something. Whatever was once done, whatever everyone's been doing, that's already been done. We have to make our mark. We have to make our expression. We spoke about it many times. In Svarim, everything is new. We're adding a new Pirushim to the Pirushim, the Pirushim, the Pirushim, the Pirushim. To go old is so hard. I said this a few times. I wouldn't be surprised if people stop saying Haggadah Shapeza. Maybe don't read Haggadah. I have to read the same Haggadah, the same Nusach we read the last every year. Same Haggadah every year. Some of the places, everyone knows how people don't read Haggadah. I don't know. Some of the head, everyone still says read Haggadah. On the Purushim, Baruch Hashem. This is our generation. And anyone who runs away from it and denies it doesn't understand themselves. But, and this is the Mechuda, we get trapped in that. And we don't chap that the Chiddush is a spice. That's not the Iker. That's not the Iker. And be'emes, we're wrong. We don't chap what a pellet is, be'etzim, just to be yosher, that it's a pellet. I want to shtel to a famous Evan Ezra, and bring it out, Nukuda. We're learning the Dorim, we had Naziris. One of the things we had this one is Naziris. So in the parish of Naziris, in Pasuk State, in Parashas Nasi, Dabav, and Yisrov, Amarta, Lehem, Isha, Yisha, Ki Yafli, Lindor, Neder, Nozir, Lahazir, Lahashem. So then Ezra Shteltzach on the Loshen, Ki Yafli. What does it mean, Ki Yafli, Lindor, Neder, Nozir, Lahashem? So Ezra Shteltzach in the first Psha, Ki Yafli, Loshen, Yafrish. Sometimes he was, the Nozir's Mafrish himself from Dark Yer. Okay. Second Psha, Mafli is Meloshin Pele. Pele means Dover Kenegra Teva. Never Pele, something remarkable. Oh, Yasir Dover Pele, what's the Dover Pele? Ki roiv ha'oilom holchim achar tavoso. Zokter, Zokter, Zokter. This person is doing a remarkable thing. This Nazir, he's Mr. Discipline. Zokt the Ben Ezra. Me and you all the time, how many people do you know that have the ability really to have the self-control and self-discipline to hold themselves against their desire? How many people? How many people do you know? I know for sure that I could eat much more healthy than I do eat. Much more. All the time. I don't have the ability to do that. I don't do it. You don't do it. We don't do it. We don't, people don't do it. How many people could eat? The terror of the person is to do what is time. As long as it's not crazy. A person gets up and he goes and he takes his life in his hands and he has the physical strength and the self-discipline to actually be shielded over his life for 30 days. Zokt Eben Ezra, that's a pele. I think Eben Ezra looked and introduced us to a new type of pele. We always look for the pele on the outside. It has to be remarkable, it has to stick out. Eben Ezra is introducing that sometimes a person just living, being mashlit his seichel and his das on his goof, being mashlit his neshom on his goof, that itself is one of the greatest pele. A horaya, he's one in a million. Look at it, one in a million. You could fly over the whole world. You could put out a new series on a new way to parenting. It sounds like a pele. Oh, remarkable. But what about being just a regular good parent? Simply good parent. Not telling everyone else a parent, but your own six kids. Each one of them can be made. You never will call yourself them. That's an M is a pele. That's a pele. Kiroi b'nei Odom. I'll show you hundreds of people who could be school therapists, who could tell you all the things, could tell you genius things, and their own children. And their own children are not to be able to do good parents to. Kanira, that's much harder. And I'm adding in a kuda. That's not harder. That's a pele. That's a pele. That's remarkable. That's a pele monthly plot. This is an akuda of Rabbi Gershon. He was gadlu sheba pashtus and pashtus sheba gadlus. He showed us the gadlus of pashtus, 100 years of pashtus, and we'll bring it out. And he showed the pashtus be'etzem of gadlus. If there were three things, I try to read inside there a little bit. But for Kozes, I was trying to find something that sticks out about Gershon, but again, it's telling you it sticks out within pashtus. The three other things came up with. One of the Nakudas was he had a consistency that's modern parallel. And again, Taka doesn't stick out, but it's about. He was a Magachir, I'm not sure exactly what age, from a very young age. I don't think it's found. He said Shir every single day of the calendar year. Every single day of the calendar year. This I heard. I'm not a Panovich, I don't know, but this is what I heard. Every single day of the calendar year, except for Shabbos and Yom Tov. I think I heard Chol HaMoed, I'm very mistaken about Erev Pesach. Every single day. He said Shir on Friday, and every single day of Ben Zman. Always. For years. Always. Now, did he say Shir in Panovich? No, he didn't say Shir in Panovich on Friday. It was in Germany. He said Shir in his house. But he said Shir. He went by Thursday. He said Shir. How many Bochum came? I don't know. Out of 30, maybe 5 years. Maybe. And then, Loy Shemati. Every single day. And that's why he was Zoycher. Back in the last 3 days of his life, 3 days he was in the hospital, he said Shir from his hospital bed. He was not sure what was in Kedua. The day that he was lifted, Kedua, he was in the middle of preparing this year. His consistency didn't have any gvul. It was some. Again, you don't see anything outside. You see some dry yid going into his house and saying Shir on Sanhedrin, and 5 Bachim come. It's Tezvov Av. He's saying Shir, Tezvov, Tezak, Yudzak, Yudches, Yudzak. The day after Pesach, Chav B'chav Kivul Sneser, he's saying Shir. Second Kuda. He spoke about Musa in a way, again, that we don't find or Shashiva, God of the Torah. We found Mashkichim that spoke about it. We found sometimes it's Musa of Anashim Gdolim who didn't have position. A person should be a position of a Rosh Hashiva, a Rosh Hashiva. And speak constantly, had a bug. I'm not, I mean, that's what everyone tells me, it's what I heard. He had a bug. He kamat cannot speak Barabim without mentioning the Olam Hazeh Lemuzer. Olam Hazeh Lemuzer. Olam Hazeh Lemuzer. Olam Hazeh Lemuzer. And he talked about Barabim. He didn't just know. He spoke about it. He spoke about how much Moshe does for a person. Dainu. This is Klor. It's a little bit familiar. This is one of the things. One of the things. Yeah. He was trying to inculcate what to look at. We see the Shem writes in Zagdama. Shem writes in Zagdama. Can you do it? And unfortunately, the minhag Olam is that the Chachomim, the Harifim, people with big Bali Kishoinis, they put all mashkiya, all the koiches in learning. Halacha. Limud avoid and limud a year, it gets put aside for the tipshim. And it's clear, it's very clear if I mind the event, it's clear by me, that he was coming to mashkiya that. Partially, many people tiny, that you see them in the yeshivas, you see the big chachamim to the Rosh Hashivas. And the people, unfortunately, who don't have a lesson to learn sometimes, the mashkiyim, right? Takas takazoy. What's the message everyone's saying? Is takazoy. You can't ask him that. He was a shiva of best, arguably from the greatest, from the most influential yeshivas in Olam Hatorah. And he constantly, that means he was learning Musa, the same person who was spreading Torah to the Gdolei Chachamim in part of it. He was saying, you have to learn with the same moimik, with the same koyach. Okay, again. Third Nakuda, and this is the kitchen. This is unbelievable. Taka, before he said his Yashus Anova and his Midas, it was so inimotive to find a person in such a powerful place with such Midas. It's all again what I heard from hearsay. I don't know well about the Machlokes in Panovich. I don't even know the names. I would get them right. Who's on whose side? But Reb Gershon was in the eye of the storm. Like a few parishes ago, he was Aaron HaKoyin of Korach, just like Aaron HaKoyin's place in the Machlokes of Korach. He was smack in the middle of the Dire Machlokes, smack in the middle. And the Yehudi never say, if not for his Midas, people think it was bad enough, the Machlokes. The Yehudi never say, you don't know where the Machlokes would have ended up, not even close. Bechla, you have to understand beforehand, I don't think the Menuchas HaNefesh and the Sameach Bechelko, a person who never ever, from what he never ever made an aggressive move to go beyond his position. He went as a Magid Shir, he wasn't trying to be after the Rosh Hashiva, and the Rosh Hashiva, he never ran after position, it always came to his lap. The Machloika started, other people would have went, he pulled back. He was stark, he held his place, but and there was no aggression whatsoever on the outside. It looked like he was totally the Mavata. He left Barnabas, he left the base medrash and went down. It was a Yashua, a Luchas, a Nefesh. Shein Kamoyu. The Anhog of the door fell into his lap. Some of the things we could talk, we could go on forever. Some of these things that we're talking about, the Moshe, this idea to talk about learning Musa was something that his sons said that for years he wanted to talk about it. But he knew his place. Kozmar of Shach was around. Kozmar of Ramleh was around. He didn't say a word. Do you know what? Sameach Bechilka. Do you know what a person has to be? That I have my spot and I'm not looking beyond where I am. I am where I am and that's it. I'm going to maximize my case. Right now I'm a Magid Shir in Panovich. That's my job. I have dreams. Things I would love to tell the whole Klal Yisrael. That's not my place, Bechla. Do you know if we have how many Rosh Hashivas and Magidi Shirim would have his Midas? How many Machloiksim we would save in Klal Yisrael? How much Shalom, how much Kiddush Hashem there would be in Klal Yisrael? But what was Dikur Chiddush? Dikur Chiddush was all these three things and a lot more, what am I talking about? They were all in the same person. Yashar, 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 in and out, day after day after day after day after day. Chazal say, "Kol agodol mechaveiro yitzro godol mimenu." This is a very popular point. A lot of people say, I've heard talk about his consistency. Some say he's a machine. He's a dry Russian. He grew up a Russian, strong like a Russian. He's a robot. He's a machine. No one who's not a robot is a machine. That's why he can give shir a bunch of years straight. He never went on vacation. Never on occasion. If he's given, he never on occasion. As far as we know, he didn't come on occasion. Never on occasion. Didn't miss a tefillah, beginning to end. Targ mitzvahs, halachas, every single day. Pesach, Sukkot, doing everything. It's a machine. He's a machine. He's a machine. As I'll say, I want to, again, I'm bringing out the point in the beginning, it's very wichtig. The more a person is in position of godless, the more he has yitzharis. We've spoken about this many times. For some reason, there's this like misconception that when someone comes, I'm like a Jerry, you know, Shalom Asia already, oh, he's a tzaddik and he doesn't have nisyonis. Go walk around, go see. It's pung fakert. It's pung fakert. The people that are in position, do you know what nisyonis there are? If I give them a tzir a little bit outside, this is not the exact thing, but a little bit tzir. Very often you have a case where, you know, somebody has a child who's very, very talented. Very talented. He's Pella, Yellow Keller. He could sing beautifully. 14-year-old, 15-year-old, he could sing beautifully. He could sing unbelievable. And the question is, he's offered a lot of money. He should stop performing. He should stop performing. And if the girl can ask me or I'm gonna ask somebody else, I'll tell him, no, that's the last thing you're not going to do. If you want to be mashkis your child, you want to be mashkis your child, you put him on front stage. You want to ruin a person's meters? Put him in the spotlight. Put him in the center stage. Give him some. Become a celebrity. Give him fame. Give him people drooling over him, adulating him, waiting for him. Do you know what it does to a person? Do you know what power does? Everyone here started to have a little power. You have a wife who's telling on you. You have kids who are telling on you. And as you get bigger, you could be a boss. And you could become a magachir. You could be an Asian. You could become a therapist. People are telling on you. You'll see as you go on, and if you don't see this, you have no shaifas to Moser. You'll see the nisyonis become only so much more. Just to stay yosher, 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 yosher. Just to stay an oiska arbiter person, you know how hard it is. Do you know how difficult it is? Yosher. Yosher means you get up in the morning, you keep all of halachas. Keeping halachas takes discipline. Person wants to work on precious a little bit. He doesn't want to be all over the place. That takes discipline. Where are those kriches and nefesh coming out on? Where are they coming out on? The answer is they come out on your kid, on your wife. You're a person in power. You know what power does? You know what you could do to a kid? You know what Rosh Yeshiva could do to a meshiv that he doesn't like in a second? He could make him like this. Kill the guy. Kill the guy in a second. You know what one maggid shir could do to another maggid shir he's upset at? You know what he could do to a kid? You know what he could do to a young man? So if he's working on his precious a little bit, and the guy's not so balanced, we'll talk about that in a second. So you know where the koichas and nefesh, takes koichas and nefesh to precious. You know what comes out? It comes out on a little slip on gaiva, and kinah, and taiva, and covet. And it comes out on all the people you're in charge of. To be a yashar, this was Rabbi Gershon's soid. That's a pele, and it's a pele she'en kamayu. He dealt, could be, I think so, it was like that when he was a magachir on the river. He didn't have the most popular shir. But every Talmud he gave his koiches to, and he was yosher, he treated glat 100%. And his wife at the same time he treated glat 100%. And his kids he treated 100%. And he kept on giving shir, and he kept on. How do you do that? You have to be getting flavor. I said before, in our generation, we're looking for twists. If you don't have twists, what are you getting from? The answer is, he had flavor in Yashus. You could get flavor from Tefillah. Flavor means Geshmak. Okay, she wasn't a robot. He got a Geshmak Otsum from Tefillah. Okay, maybe the way he expressed his Geshmak Otsum is different than an American expresses Geshmak Otsum. Yeah. He's not going to go after you and say, oh, what a tefillah, gewaldig, yeah. But he had gewaldig chiyus. I'll show you. Because I'll go and I'll show you in Bnei Brak and Yerushalayim, 100 prushim who are snappy, anxious people. They're not able to stay yosher. You put them in a position and they bite the other person's head off. And when they have a second, they're off. Or they scream at their kid. If he wasn't getting tam, if he was getting tamaruki toiv Hashem, if he wasn't experiencing Ashrecha B'Olam Hazeh in his lulav, in his esrog, in his three tefillahs, in his diktuk, and giving shir every day, and just staying in his corner, I think he got a shlita. He got He had such a geschmack and such a power from Avodas Hamidus. When he was alongside with other Rosh Yeshivas, Yadua, I've heard these things, he used such tactics not to hurt another Rosh Yeshiva. He was going behind. He got a geschmack awesome from that. And the outside, it's Yosher. He didn't do it. He was attached. People say he was a Rosh and he was a Rosh. I said over this mice a few times now. I heard over there, Beryl. He was a Rosh Yeshiva, the Beryl. They were together for years and years and years. So the Beryl, like a lot of Chashiva, Rosh and Zaylin. I don't know if he still does. But apparently his men Kabul was in summer, but his man used to go to Schweiz. Go to Schweiz for vacation. And Gershon, like we said, then never went vacation. I don't know if he didn't go anywhere in there as well. I'm gonna try. So, some chutzif, the way I heard over, what's asked of Gersh, what's asked of Beryl? He says, what's Blandin Rabbein, what's that? Why are you in Shvayt? Some Gershon doesn't have to go in Shvayt. Gershon. Gershon, the ganze Jahr befindet sich in Schweiz. Gershon, the whole year is in Schweiz. That's what he said. He was talking about his Menuchas HaNefesh. Gershon, everyone needs Schweiz. We all need Yeshiva Das. Gershon was so worked out, he was so much worked out, so balanced, that day in and day out, he had the geschmack of the Menuchas HaNefesh. He wasn't a robot. There's no such thing as a robot in the record. He worked on himself within the ashes, within the pashas, within the simplicity. And he perfected that in a way that he had everything that he needed within that. And this, the Ani Yazdaiti, is the Talmud of Shabbat Kula. And I think Lani Yazdaiti is such an important thing for our generation. Such an important thing. Because yes, and I'm bad, no one in this room is holding, as far as I know, as far as it is being as simple as of Gershon time. We need it. We need twists. We need Zachen. We need a vacation. We need all these things. But unfortunately, what happens is we get caught that that's the only thing. When you can't look at the Haggadah, when you can't learn look at the Ramban al Torah, when you can't sing Zmiris, when you can't even begin to understand how you can get regular geschmack at it, something is majorly wrong. So what? What's Akoichas HaNefesh looking for? Akoichas HaNefesh are the innocent. They're not looking, they don't have agendas. Akoichas HaNefesh himself. They're looking to be expressed, looking to do something remarkable. The problem is, we think the reign and the arena of remarkability is only something that stands out on the outside. Rabbi Gershon showed us that the biggest pele is, and it's an uftu she'en kamayu, to go in the norm, to be b'chaviyocha, what everyone's supposed to be doing. Three tefillas a day, learns dharm, don't stay up to 4 o'clock in the morning, just learn mesechta after mesechta, just do it the way he's supposed to be doing. Yosha, when someone asks you a question, you don't have to give him the Albert brain style, but Einstein, if you have koiches, I'm not saying don't use a koiches. If you're a pikeach, use a pikeach. You don't have to. Yosha, just be glad. Make sure your kass is not getting in the way, the tithe is getting in the way. Glad. If we realize that that's a pele, like the Rosh Hashanah says, if we realize that pele, we could feed our koiches and nefesh that are looking for ployim. We could realize just to be, at the same time, a good parent, a consistent person, to have that all at the same time and continue for the hundreds of years. That was his kavanah. And then heads up. That's from the last minute. One of the reasons why by us it doesn't add up it so much because we lose so much out. A person who's not yashar, so his midas get caught of him. He has a seikas shein kamayu. Everything was Yosha, but it adds up. That's what we saw at the end of his life. Someone was there before, but that wasn't inspiring at the end of his life. A pella. Yes, something on the outside. He didn't see sparkling, he didn't see, grace, the highlights, he didn't see neon lights. But it was a pella. It was a pashish of a gambus, a gashish of a palace, a new type of a pella. should follow in his ways, he should be doing the shmatz.